believers. Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah akmaduhu wa sta'inuhu wa stadihi wa stafirahu. Ashadu la ilaha laduhu la sharika lahu wa ashadu anna muhammada abduhu la rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu al karim al muslimin muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praises to Allah, the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise due to Allah. I praise him. I seek his assistance. I seek his guidance, and I ask for his forgiveness. I've been witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, the present peace be upon him, is his servant and his messenger. All praise due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as on his companions, his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge of Allah from our own weaknesses, our own faults, our own errors. All praise due to Allah, who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayah. This day I have completed for you your way of life. And completed my blessing and my favor upon you, and chose al-Islam as your way of life. All praise is due to Allah, who united the hearts of the believers with al-Islam, and has made it an obligation to remain united, and has made it forbidden to become separated in his clear book. I advise myself first, as I advise you, to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah, and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Kona ikbitu minha jami'an. Fa imma yahtiyannakum minni huddan. فَمَّا يَحْبِيَا تَعْبِيَا هُدَّيَا فَلَا كَوْفٌ أَلَيْهِمْ وَلَّهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And we say, Salak Allah Wadeen. The expression is as follows. I seek refuge for Allah against the shaitan to reject it. We did say, down with you all from this, there shall nonetheless most certainly come unto you guidance from me. And those who follow my guidance need have no fear, neither shall they grieve. This is the 38th ayah 38th verse of the second surah, the second chapter of the Quran, titled Al-Baqarah, sometimes expressed as the heifer, the cow, and we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. Today's khutbah title, the khutbah is our form of a sermon. We have a guest here today, so I'm going to maybe just give her a little background so she's not wondering what the heck is going on, and we thank her for being here with us. The khutbah title today, Get Ye Down, Get Ye Down. Narration by Malik ibn Sasayah, radiallahu anhu, he reported that the Prophet, the peace and the blessings be upon him, told them about his night journey, saying, we ascended until we reached the second heaven, where Jibril asked for the gate to be opened. But it was said, who is it? Jibril said, I am Jibril. It was said, who is with you? Jibril said, it is Muhammad. It was said, has he been called? And Jibril said, yes. When we reached beyond the second heaven, I saw John and Jesus, who are cousins. Jibril said, these are John and Jesus, so greet them with peace. So I greeted them with peace, and they returned my greeting, saying, welcome, O righteous brother and prophet. Now, as we continue, and again, we praise, we thank Allah. I personally continue to seek Allah's guidance to me, this journey that is our life. And again, our life did not start with just our physical birth. It began when Allah says to us in the Quran in regards of our creation, the creation of Adam alayhi salam, and the creation of all the other characteristics that we get inside of the prophets alayhi salam to the prophets. We have to first look at what is it that we can take from this. And remember, Allah says, and he taught Adam the names of all things. Wa'allama, he taught. Now, this word alama, it means sign. It means distinguish. But we also know it to mean teaching. And we know it to mean alami, knowledge. And when we open and we express Rabbil Alameen, the Lord of all systems of knowledge, this means that we're not just getting something. This means that we're being given something from the sustainer of all knowledge. The knowledge belongs to Allah. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that seeking knowledge is the duty upon every Muslim. The meanings and the understandings of a special knowledge that only one can give. Now, we're not getting Allah's knowledge, meaning that we don't have the knowledge that Allah has. We're getting the knowledge, the teachings, the understandings that will benefit us from Allah. So when Allah says that he taught Adam, and Allah is saying that not just to that, quote, original creation, but to all of that original creation. And once that process is complete, then and only then can the angels and those in the company of angels submit to the will of God that is inside of this creation. So when I left off last week, I began to us really to get into that second level inside of the Isra wal Miraj, the night journey into the heavens that the Prophet, the praise be upon him, took. And because of our journey in life, one is seeking knowledge. It is something inside of us. It is something that has been ordained for us to want to do. And none of us are complete until we have, and none of us are complete. I should have put a comma in the notes. None of us are complete because we have not reached that level we need to be at, and that which is the level of Ibrahim alayhi salam, nafsin mutamainna, the soul that is pleasing. This is why the levels of the ascension are so important for us to study and for us to understand and learn from. Allah says to us, and I mentioned this last week, and if you're interested, it's all on the website. All the back khutbahs are all on the website. Last week is on the website, and I think I made the CDs, and mashallah, I left them right there on the table. But there's on Facebook, it's on the website, and CDs will be here, you know, next week, inshallah. But when I presented our creation in the earth from the earth. Now, do not see in the Quran. Do you not see how God created seven heavens in full harmony with each other? Allah also says, then he made them seven heavens in 2 days and revealed to each heaven its law. Imam Muhammad, he said that when God says there are seven tracks in the sky and a like number in the earth, there are seven heavens. There are seven in the heavens and seven in you. Sahih, his tafsir is for us with that. There are seven we are now shown that represent growth. Each level has been given something. When Allah says, I have given each its law, each heaven has been given something. They work in harmony with each other. It is a progression. So now the second level, with Isa and Yahya alayhi salam as cousins. Why is the fact that they are cousins mentioned? It means something to us. So that we can see that there's a connection between them. Not that they're just on the same level. There's a connection. There's a relationship between them. And for us, and you say, well, he's my cousin or she's my cousin. And sometimes we take that to mean that they're some of them are more than our brothers and sisters. Some of us has cousins that we say they are our brothers and sisters, but they really are cousins. And in the family of the Prophet, alayhi salam, they're all brothers from the first father of Adam and from the second father, Ibrahim, alayhi salam. But inside of this pair, we have blood relationships. And I bring this up because it's a physical sign in that. It's a physical sign in that. Something that we have to see in the abstract as well. And here is a thought of physical cousins. So we have Yahya ibn Zachariah, alayhi salam, and Isa bin Maryam, alayhi salam, are a pair. They're a pair. They represent a duality for us. Again, what does this duality mean? This idea that humans have two contradictory parts or elements to their nature is not something that the scientists or the psychologists thought up or discovered. No, Allah, highly glorified is he, tells us, and did we not grant him two eyes and a tongue and two lips? And did we not show him the two high roads, good and evil? Again, Allah giving us a physical presentation, but it has a meaning for us in an abstract way. We have not been given the ability to obtain knowledge. Have we not, subhanAllah? Have we not been given the ability to obtain knowledge, obtain wisdom? Have we not been given the ability to know right from wrong? Better yet, Allah says that we are not left alone to figure out these things. We have been guided. There shall nonetheless most certainly come unto you guidance from me. This is important for us because when we present the next level in the Isra wal Miraj, and I hope that we look at this more closely even after the khutbahs. And the reason I feel it is needed to touch during the khutbahs is because it is a sign for us. See, when Allah says, wa'allama, it means that God is always teaching. And we say, Allahu alam, Allah is the best of knowers. Allah knows exactly what we need to, when we need to learn something and what we need to learn. And we all learn differently. We learn at a different level. We learn at different paces. But we can all learn. But one major thing inside of this learning curve is that how our disposition will determine what we learn. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adhaban nar. I mean. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Get ye down. This is all in the understanding of duality. It is a contrast between two concepts or two aspects of something. Isa, Prophet Jesus, alayhi salam, came to affirm. Yahya, John the Baptist, as he's known in other scripture, came to deny. The only word they give you for an antonym for affirm is deny. When you affirm something, it's stated as fact. You assert it strongly, publicly. I think that, especially with this climate, I think we're talking about really when you affirm election, you know, these are part of the process. Jesus alayhi salam's mission, according to us as Muslims, was to work for God and be God's servant. This is what I've been taught. And we know that when we look at this in the Quran, Allah says, I have come to you. This is Quran, not Allah speaking. This is Isa speaking. I have come to you with a clear sign from your Lord. It is in his very presence. Surely there is a great sign for you in all this. If you have a mind to believe, and I have come to confirm those teachings of the guidance of the Torah in which are intact in my time. There's so much inside of that. And I found this note. The fact that Jesus taught the same religion, the same teachings that were presented by Musa, as we speak of him in our Quranic Arabic, of Moses, alayhi salam, and the other prophets, is supported even by the existing gospels. Even the gospels support this. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus declared on the Sermon on the Mount, think not that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I came not to destroy, but to fulfill. Our ascension is to have our growth fulfilled. And I just want to put out there what it means to affirm. I really want us to get a grasp or understand the life of Jesus, alayhi salam, the way we look at it, is a sign and a word from God. And when we look at the connection to Yahya, John the Baptist, alayhi salam, again, we are taught that he came to deny. And some may look at deny as one who refuses to admit the truth or the existence. When you look up deny, that's what it means, to deny the truth or existence. And where have we seen that before? Even in the same context that I've been working in. It believes who turned into the devil, turned into the shaitan, and whoever else that follows shaitan, they will not admit the truth or the existence of the truth. I take that to mean that the denying can be seen as an act of what is the biggest denier does. But Allah says, say, who is there to forbid the beauty which God has brought forth for his creatures? And the good things from among the means of sustenance. Who is there that denies the beauty which God has brought forth for his creatures? The guidance is a good thing for God's creation. And we do not see John in that light of being a negative denier, in the sense of being negative. No, we look at Yahya, whose father was Prophet Zechariah, alayhi salam, and the family of Zechariah, Yahya, Mariam, Isa are so closely linked. Because we know that Yahya is related to Isa, John is related to Jesus, as his mother, the wife of Zechariah, was the maternal aunt of Mariam, alayhi salam, to everybody. According to these reports, the wife of Zechariah and Mariam were with child around the same time. Now, Arabic scholars speculate, and when you look at the meaning, I'll bring it up later, but they speculate that Yahya came from the root word of Hayya, Hayya, Hayya Lesselet, Hayya Lesselet, meaning life, come to life, because he brought life to his mother's barren womb. It is also said that the name was given because Allah elevated him in the earth with his faith, because of his faith and piety, and to be guided as a messenger. Allah blessed him with plenty of unique qualities that nobody else possessed. And we know that to be true because Allah says to us in the Quran, O Zechariah, We bring thee the glad tidings of the Son, whose name will be John. Never have we given this name to anyone before. Never have. The name Yahya is a masculine name that means the one that lives and is not dead. So the scholars are correct because of this meaning. And when we look at the history and the history that we've been given of the ending of his life, and Allah says, do not think of my servants as dead, they are alive, though you perceive it not. So when we get this history, and we understand that the prophet Yahya came to deny, he was a precursor to Jesus. And he took that mission very seriously. And when we look at him in the denial mode, it was that he refrained from anything that was against his true nature, his true calling. And Allah says of him in the Quran, he said, and sympathetic to men as a mercy from us and pure from sins. And he was righteous. To deny is that side of us. And let me be clear, deny the bad. And it could be misguided, not that Yahya was. But it could be misguidance to deny the good that God has for us. Not that what we get inside of this is to show us that Yahya in that way. It's not to be shown that him in a bad light. But it is, again, a sign for us to learn, to see. We have to take and we have to look at it, the meanings that we have. We have to look at both sides. That's why we have a duality. That's telling us there's two sides of what we're looking at now. We have to remember duality. And we've been given two on this level that are related, that are connected. And we have to see that inside of both, there are two sides of us. Inside of Jesus. And just offhand, I can say that we know that there have been more than one way to view Jesus, alayhi salam. So if nothing else, that shows just what I mentioned about duality. But that is not the focus, inshallah. What I'm trying to lay out for us is this. One came to deny, first, Yahya. He came to give us life. And I presented last week that respond to Allah and the messenger of that which gives you life. In both of these characteristics inside of these models of behavior, we have stories of how their life was taken. We can agree on that. And let us be real. For those who do not know, John the Baptist is said to have been beheaded by King Herod. Jesus is said to have been crucified. And I'm not here to debate this. I bring it up because inside of this level, we also have two lives that were created under similar circumstances. When the angel said to Zechariah, we bring thee the glad tidings of the Son. And when the angel said to Mariam, said, O Mary, indeed Allah gives you the good tidings of a word from him, whose name would be the Messiah, Jesus, the Son of Mary. Both of these were met with, I don't want to say skepticism. They were met with amazement. They were met with kind of I just can't believe this, right? Because we know what the wife of Zechariah did. If you don't, you got your reason to read. After you read Surah 18 today, you got your reason to go and read this. And we know that Mariam couldn't believe it. It's like, how could I have something when I've never been touched by a man? So they were kind of like trying to figure this out. But both of their births, and we said God says, be and it is. It is the creation of Adam, alayhi salam. The creation of Jesus, the creation of John were created on the original nature and were given to us to see that Allah create what he wills. All three of them were created to show us the evolution of the creation. From one place to the other. The creation of the five senses in Adam. The creation of the obedience in the reporting that it was stated that Yahya, there's a report that was reported, a reporting that was stated that Yahya was walking with Esau. And Esau asked Yahya to ask Allah to forgive him because Yahya was better than he. So Yahya replied to Esau to make dua for him instead because Esau was better than he was. So to this, Jesus replied that you are better than me because I call peace on myself. But in your case, Allah sent peace upon you. Allah sent peace upon Yahya. The peace that comes from the obedience in that natural disposition inside of our creation that comes from our elevation. Remember, our elevation is our evolution, and our evolution is our elevation. The ascension on the second level is a development of our ability to begin to our rational side, our rational, who we are, to begin to think using the five senses. The denying that we see in the Yahya is denying of them impulses, those thoughts, that irrational, those irrational uses of the tools that we have been given. And this is open, of course, for much more discussion, much more looking into. But that is one side of duality. It contrasts the other, which is Jesus, alayhi salam, who, according to Imam Muhammad, we have to look at as the body of spiritual knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. The first Adam is, again, Imam Muhammad said, the first Adam is the living rational mind. The second Adam's mission in Jesus, according to, again, to the Imam, it typifies the rational mind that has the ability to quicken to rational progress or rational ability in the other lives of minds. Now, remember, we're speaking to the Adam that comes from one. And from that one, its mate. And from them, all the rest. And the Imam, he continues to say, he said, the challenge for the second Adam, and for those who were here last week, we discussed the second Adam is known as Jesus. The challenge for the second Adam is a world that is deceived, a world that has been made superstitious, ritualistic, and irrational. And quicken means to awaken, to start. It is a manifestation of the hidden potential of the human being that God brings out until it reaches its fullness and flowers in bloom in full potential. So when we look at it and we say that Adam was the beginning, Adam was the start, and the next level is the ability, the start of bringing out of that potential. That level is potential. Allah also says that, and Allah has caused you to grow from the earth a growth. Affirming the sustaining of what is inside of our creation, meaning that if we can find that balance. Remember, the connection to the creation is in our own of our own cells is like that of a plant. And if a plant, and remember I brought up a tree last week, if a plant cannot hold up its own weight, it won't grow up straight. It's going to be leaning. How many times have you seen, what is it, tomato plants? I mean, I'm not got enough southern people down here. They got to put it on a stick. They got to tie it to a stick to make sure it doesn't lean over. If it cannot hold its own weight, meaning if you can't hold your own burden of your growth, it is the natural inheritance given to us to hold up our end of the bargain. If Allah has said that the guidance will come to us to help us regain that natural original creation, then it is on us, for those who of us who wish to follow it, for those who wish that guidance, for those who wish, who really believe it. You know, Imam Shua, I said a couple weeks ago in the class, he said, you know, there's one thing to say you believe in God, but do you believe God? It's on us, because everyone does not wish to do that. Everyone doesn't wish. And we can look at these cousins in the way that I mentioned earlier from a negative side. We want to affirm what we believe to be our own truth sometimes. This is part of duality. And then later on another level, we get to see the whole real big picture of this. But we want to believe our own truth. This is how Iblis became the Shaitan. We deny ourselves the ability to grow into what the natural progression is to be. The rational mind that is based in accordance with the natural reasoning or logic and needs is 180 degrees different from the irrational mind that is based in accordance with the falsehoods and the deceptions. A mind caught up in the superstitious, a mind caught up in the ritualistics, the irrational world. That is asleep to that which calls it to life. There is no quicken. There is no quicken to that life. It is a dead man walking. And we're asked this in presenting Esau and Yahya, Jesus and John. That is the question that comes to mind. Does this awaken that mind? The senses, does this awaken those senses, or do they become stillborn? And we're dealing with the mind, that is the creation, the intellect. The Quran was delivered in stages. The levels of the heavens and the ascension are stages in our own development. There's a connection there. There's a sign there. The growth that we are to experience comes inside of our own personal night journey. Why is it a night journey? Well, what happens at night? Fajr. Fajr doesn't happen right now. This is not Fajr. This is Dhuhr. Fajr happens at night. We make Fajr Salat in the dark. And to quicken comes at night to awaken the souls. And as I close, Ka'efla ha min zakaha? No, I'm on the wrong. What was 90? Oh, no. No, it's not cut. I can't get to it. I can't get to the Arabic. But by the soul and the one who fashioned, who proportioned it, and then the knowledge of the right and wrong. But it's the fajr and the taqwa. I got so much spinning right now, Allahu Alam. But the fajr and the taqwa, the soul that it was fashioned, the one from the soul who fashioned it, who proportioned it, with the knowledge of right and wrong, inspired it with the understanding of right and wrong, the fajr and the taqwa. In a narration by Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger of Allah, the peace and blessings be upon him, said, whoever takes a path upon which to obtain knowledge, Allah makes his path to paradise easy for him. The second level is to awaken our souls and to develop us into growing from being sent down into the earth. And our whole mission is to get back to the paradise. Get back to the paradise where that total original nature is there. We were bent, sent down into the earth to make our path to paradise easy for us. Get ye down. Now, inshallah, I have given something to the benefit today, which all praise are due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana talk about minika as-sami'u al-alim. O our sustainer, accept thou this from us, for verily thou art alone, all hearing and all knowing. Ameen.